Deutsche Welle, die 77%.
I'll be your sunshine, you can be mine. You'll be my wind chime, I got the rhyme. We'll have a good time, make up your mind. Go with me, girl, you're so fine.
Hello, and it's so fine that you could join us for this week's edition of the 77%. Welcome to the program that gives you the chance to join the debate shaping Africa.
I'll be your sunshine, my girl. Just let me be there for you anytime. It's so fine.
Beauty, that's the main topic of our show today. But as we all know, beauty is more than just skin deep. So we'll be taking a look at the subject from some different perspectives. Brides and grooms are always beautiful, right? But what if you wanted to take the emphasis off the expensive clothes and the big party and a costly dowry? That is what some couples chose to do in Senegal when they tie the knot in mass weddings.
C'est un peu pour éviter le gaspillage. J'aime beaucoup la simplicité.
It's to avoid waste. I really like simplicity. The fact that there isn't a huge party and I'm just with my friends and family in a small group, it makes me happy.
And from Senegal, we shall head to Kenya to show you that beauty is not just about the slender, tall and pretty faces that grace the fashion runways, but it comes from the inside too.
Kenya, we are the first one to come up with the Mr. and Miss Y2Y event. Most of our young people have been able to showcase like the beadwork, plating.
And this week our debate is over the issue, to bleach or not to bleach? That is the question facing many in Africa. We'll be hearing what you have to say and where you stand on the issue of black is beautiful versus pale and interesting. Eddie Michael Jr. has been rounding up your comments and will join us later in the show. It takes only a second or two at the most. That moment, when you lift the veil of your bride to reveal her face to you and the guests at your wedding. As a groom, you may not have been aware, but your wife-to-be might have spent a huge fortune to look her best on the wedding day. But what if you can't afford all the makeup, food and drinks and entertainment? Well, for 200 young people in Senegal, the solution was to go for a mass wedding costing only 20 euros per couple. Emmanuel Londe attended the ceremony and sent us this report.
On the morning of the wedding, everything is unusually calm and serene at the bride's household in Combaren. The usual chaos of cooking and seating arrangements are absent here. No telltale signs inside or outside the family home give away that today the family's eldest daughter, 26-year-old Maguette Ndiaye, is going to tie the knot with her childhood sweetheart, except for one thing. A long white dress adorned with golden embroidery hanging in the corner of her bedroom.
Je vais me maquiller et porter ma robe.
I'm going to put my makeup on and wear my dress, which is white and represents my community first of all. There, a beautiful white dress with a veil. And I'm going to sit on my mother's bed and wait until the marriage is sealed.
Maguette is waiting with two of her friends for her parents to return with the announcement that she is now a married woman.
C'est le jour de mon mariage et j'attends mes parents sont partis pour.
It's my wedding day and I'm waiting for my parents who have gone to give my hand in marriage to come back. I'm really happy to be getting married this way with lots of other people. I think it's a symbolic day.
As tradition would have it, each family sends a representative to the mosque on behalf of the bride and groom, who are waiting patiently and separately at home.
Les garçons partent ensemble.
The boys go together and the girls wait here. And we wait for the call that tells us we are now married.
Collective weddings in the Layan community are encouraged not only as recommended by the founder of the Brotherhood, Saydina Mahamadou Limamou Lai, but because all costs have been reduced to almost nil to allow young couples to embark on a life together free of debt. A symbolic dowry of 20 euros split between the parents and the mosque is given, and that's it. No party, no guests, no wardrobe changes. For Maguette, it's exactly what she's always wanted.
C'est un peu pour éviter le gaspillage. J'aime beaucoup la simplicité.
It's to avoid waste. I really like simplicity. The fact that there isn't a huge party and I'm just with my friends and family in a small group, it makes me happy. I've always hated big weddings, so I can say that God has answered my prayers. It's important for me because I don't like extravagance, and it's not a burden. It means fewer expenses.
The humble young woman knows what her priorities are.
Que le mariage, c'est pas juste l'argent, la prospérité.
Marriage is not just money or prosperity. It's what we hope and pray for. But it's to show that it's not what makes a long-lasting marriage.
Her friend Ramatu is not surprised Maguette is getting married this way.
En fait, nous, aujourd'hui, on est là pour assister notre amie.
Today we're here to assist our friend. I just got married last week, but I chose to have a grand wedding. That was my choice, but she chose to have a simple wedding. It's her choice too, and I respect it.
Ramatu had always dreamed of a big, expensive wedding, like many young people who spare no expense.
C'est ce que j'avais rêvé étant toute petite.
It's what I dreamt of since I was little. I couldn't afford it, but I can say that with the support of my family, I had the wedding I've always wanted. It was so good. There were more than 200 family guests, cousins and friends, neighbors. It was pretty crowded anyway.
Money is a big factor when it comes to weddings. Not having enough means some couples wait years or get into debt to get married, says Basiru Laissa, the 29-year-old groom, also sitting at home with his friends, less than a kilometre from his future wife.
Oui, ici, ça les empêche de se marier, souvent.
It often prevents them from getting married because there are families who are asking for a lot of money to give you their daughter's hand. They ask for a lot of money, sums of 1,500 euros. That is the reason why we give ourselves a dowry of only 20 euros.
The prayers and chanting will continue until sunset. Basiru and Maguette will have received the call that the wait is over and they are now man and wife. As the day's effervescence dies down, Libas Anne, a friend of the young couple and member of the Layan community, heads home. Collective weddings are always a happy time, he says, although for women it can sometimes be a stressful day, a day when they find that their husband has taken a second wife.
As the collective marriage approaches, there is an effervescence. But first, wives are stressed to their bellies for fear that their husband will take a second wife. So there is a lot of teasing and others will tell them, hey, just you wait, your husband will take a second wife. There are women who are stressed just at the idea.
This year, things seem to go calmly in Comboren, the religious capital of the Layen. But the nervous anticipation will start up in time for next year's group wedding. For DW, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar.
Mama said, you're a pretty girl, what's in your head? It doesn't matter, brush your hair, fix your teeth, what you wear.
Right, that song Pretty Hearts by Beyoncé reminding us about the extent that women sometimes go to look beautiful. In Africa, or in some African countries, some women, and even men, I should add, have taken to bleaching their skin in the belief that lighter skin is more beautiful than darker skin. So despite the risks, up to 70% of women in Lagos, Nigeria, bleach their skin. And we asked you on Facebook, what do you think? Would you bleach your skin? We asked you to join the debate and discuss about this topic. And I'm now joined by Eddie Micah Jr., host of What Else? Eddie, what makes someone to take that step of bleaching their skin?
Well, if I'm to be honest, it's something that I'm still grappling with to try to understand, try to get into people's heads. But I mean, based on research and some information out there, it's what people normally see first of all, through the media. You know, Western media has a way of projecting what beautiful is, you know, and so this is an angle that we sometimes don't look at, but that is true. You talk to some people and they go like, oh, once you have light skin and you're a bit slim, you know, you have slender body and all, that is the definition of beauty. So some people feel less confident if they are, as they explain sometimes, too dark or a bit chubby or not, then they go like, okay, then I'm not beautiful. So then I should do these things to make me beautiful, to fit that criteria of what beauty is. And for me, as an individual, I just don't get it. No one should define to you what beauty is. You should just believe you are just the way you are.
Let's get to the debate now on Facebook and what people have been saying about this topic on whether skin bleaching is good or not.
Yeah, a lot of comments have been coming through, Crispin. Now, Ngacha Divine, you say, I am African, handsome, black and proud. Only people with low self-esteem bleach their bodies. Now, Dominguez Miguel says, I think it's a lack of understanding and ignorance and lack of pride to many black that want to be white. Now, I don't know any white that want to be black, and we have to uplift and celebrate dark-skinned people on TV. This situation is a disgrace for a continent of black people. Enoch Kivite in Nairobi says, nobody can decide for others what they should do with their bodies. A white woman had melanin injected in her skin recently to look black. Let adults do whatever they want with their bodies. I don't support skin lightening, but nothing can be done about it. So a pretty strong comment there says, let them be.
Let them do what they want.
Exactly.
So skin bleaching is not the same like, say, I don't know, straightening your hair or plating or, you know, wearing dreadlocks or polishing your nails, something like that?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, anything that you're doing, especially with chemicals that directly impact your original self and your original nature or your original being, I think that is a problem, you know? Yes, there are creams with chemicals in it for the hair and stuff. Does it have an impact on your scalp, or does it affect you scientifically or biologically in any way? You know, if it doesn't, that's okay. You know, but we're talking about bleaching where one is black or dark-skinned or colored and wants to be lighter-skinned or white, you know, whichever is achievable. That coming with its implications of skin cancer, which is a lot through bleaching, especially when talking about the black race. So why do that? For me, that's a billion-dollar question. And yes, we know it's lack of self-confidence and all of that, but I think we should be doing a lot more via the media and as individuals, one-on-one and all, to psych people up to believe in who they are.
Eddie Micah Jr. from What Else? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Crispin. I was always there for you all. I was always on time. And I gave you my all. So now you call, I decline. And now I don't know about you. But I know I'm gonna be fine. And I gave you my all. So now you call. Oh, you think that you're sick when you're running. Now you're bailing on my line like an ambulance. Safe, I'm family, I'm known, done with it. No 999, no emergency. Maybe nah, nah, no, I ain't missing you. I'ma block you soon, you're a bugaboo. You've probably heard the saying, beauty is more than just skin deep. And to emphasize that, some 50 youths on the Kenyan coast recently took part in a beauty pageant with a difference. Instead of winning a prize based on how beautiful your body or face is, they instead competed to show how much work they had put into educating their peers on sexual health and encouraging them to be empowered economically. The event, dubbed Youth to Youth, or Y2Y for short, was sponsored by the German foundation DSW. Our correspondent Diana Wanyonyi witnessed this unique beauty pageant in Mombasa and filed this report.
From outside, this might look like a typical beauty pageant. There are more than 800 young people here, all showcasing their latest fashions. But this is anything but a fashion parade, organized by the Germany Foundation, DSW, whose mission is to work with young people to empower them around the world. The competitors are trying to demonstrate how engaged they are. Once crowned, Mr. and Miss Y2Y will be championing youth issues and will be asked to represent Kenya in international events. Omar Bandika is one of the youths who attended this event. He explains its significance.
To me, it's very great because I've got an opportunity to showcase and celebrate our efforts in trying to help our young people to at least get exposure. And it's also a motivational opportunity to most of the young people who, particularly in our area, being a rural county, coming to such a platform is also an opportunity for them to meet other young people and even get an opportunity to show who they are.
He added that the organization has empowered young people socially and economically to be independent.
So Youth to Youth is an approach that DSW has actually shaped out development trends of young people. And apart from that, there are trainings that has been done, not only for our group, but also other groups, which have really helped not only the individual young people, but also making some informed peer educators who can influence their peers positively.
The Youth to Youth initiative was established in 1999 to address the needs of young people aged 10 to 24 in Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, and Uganda. Juliana Mwaega is the officer in charge of Y2Y in Kenya. She says the event has enabled youths to showcase their new talents and skills, such as art and beadworks.
The theme for the event is transforming young people for a better future, and I believe through the sharing, our young people will be able also to gain some knowledge and skills on how best they can transform themselves. Kenya, we are the first one to come up with the Mr. and Miss Y2Y event. As we refer to creativity art, most of our young people have been able to showcase like the beadwork, plating. All that is key, because at the end of it all, it's not about showcasing, but at least also other young people are able to see, learn the process, and also do it in their respective groups so that they can sell it at a cheaper price and get income to support themselves and also to support their group activities.
And the lucky winners are... Rose Akinyi and Michael Mugendi. Jubilation filled the air as they were crowned and dressed in cotton robes known as kikoi and leso with red caps and traditional white pleated skirt. Miss Y2Y, Rose Akinyi, is 25 years old, and it was her outfit, fashioned out of condoms, which won the heart of the judges.
What I think was unique in my attires was the creative attire, which I made the bra using the condoms and the skirt using flyers. I decided to use the condom because at the moment most youths are sexually active. But it's best if we just preach to them that since they are sexually active, they can still do it, but use protection.
Mr. Y2Y Michael Mugendi showed off his poetry skills to take the male crown.
What I did unique is just how I performed my poem. How I started it is in a certain way that I can be listened by many. What came out from my poem is about this gender-based violence, these drugs, and this peace.
Once the alternative beauty pageant is over, the hard work begins. Now, Mr. and Miss Y2Y have to go out into the community and start spreading the positive messages that they have been working on far and wide, which in theory should increase their inner beauty, ready for next year's competition too. For DW, I'm Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
We'd like to keep the debate going with the 77%, but unfortunately, our time is up. But don't worry, because we shall be back next week, same time. Remember to keep the debate going by visiting DW Africa on Facebook. And for more stories on the continent, just visit dw.com/Africa. From me, Crispin Mwakideu, and the entire production crew here in Bonn, goodbye, and I leave you with yet another old saying, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
True as it can be, barely even friends, that somebody bends unexpectedly.
Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, need
just a